So, welcome everyone. This is a gorgeous day on July the 1st of 2012. My goodness, we are now complete with 6 months of this year. And I have to say it's been a somewhat challenging year. And it continues to grow in its challenges, just as the great crisis we have just addressed and assisted in Colorado. There were storms in Virginia. There are other fires. And it seems as though it's not just we humans going through the evolution, revolution, and change of this year, but our planet, our solar system, and really all forms of life and energy that make up our blessed and beautiful environment. Apparently, God has some new plans for how to configure our future. And those new plans cannot be brought about with a simple act of change. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I have just launched a webinar from change. Its title is From Change to Consciousness. And I won't take up time on your blessing call to talk about the course itself because I've sent out promotions. If you missed it, check your inbox for mail coming in from Spiritus, and you'll find it there. I'm sure I'll send out another, although you don't have that much time to enroll, and the course is about half full already. So be sure and go look for the promotion and find out all about it. But I do want to talk to you about today about the subject that inspired the course, because that pertains to your blessing. It pertains to how you will receive the most from your blessing and actually the fundamental of how your blessings work. We are, you know, it's just like what we're seeing with the world. For over a century, we have been in an extreme rate of change. For over a century, we've moved from the Model T car to rockets that circumnavigate the planet, you know, satellite systems, GPS, computers that connect us with almost anyone we want to reach around the globe in just a little over a century. That's amazing. Well, that all falls under what we would call rate of change. And I think that the most creative phase of the rate, well, it was both creative and destructive. I need to eat my words in saying just creative. The rate of change spawned several horrible wars in the 20th century because it ignited the fear some of the countries and people and industries had of being left behind, of not being the alpha leader, of forcing their way to the top of the rate of change. So yes, there were some horrible tragedies of the 20th century, but it also had some graceful rate of change developments that our parents got to enjoy as they slowly moved from no telephone to telephone, from most people at the turn of the century not having indoor plumbing to everybody having indoor plumbing by 1950, and so on, to television, personal inside entertainment. I don't have to retrace the history. You know it. But I'm pointing your attention to the fact that even though there were great tragedies spawned by fear connected to the rate of change, it also was a graceful, creative, optimistic phase of existence. Now we've come to the point where the rate of change with our global community is more than almost anyone can take in. We turn right and we don't know where to go. We turn left, we don't know where to go. We're faced with this whole new audience of friends we don't know what to do with. We're flooded by information coming down from the internet, and we say, well, what part of this is true? What part of it isn't? What do I do with it? All kinds of opportunities that aren't opportunities. Some that are, but what do we do with them? How do we implement them? The rate of change has just come to a critical mass. And most people are kind of stopped in their tracks. And a lot of people blame it on this, blame it on the government, blame it on manipulation or extraterrestrial forces or the planet or global warming or sun flares or whatever. But really, really, actually, in 1991 or 92, when Yeshua and I were having the conversations, he predicted that we would accelerate to a rate of change that would force us into transformation. We can't embrace ordinary changes anymore. Now at this point, we can only transform. And I want to talk to you about the difference between change and transformation. And it's very simple. I'll use a very simple explanation. Change is like a cue stick hitting a billiard ball. It rolls across the table, drops into the socket, if you're good, that is. And it moves across the table. It changes its location in space. Now, if instead of hitting the billiard ball with a cue stick, you hit it with a stream of energy that illuminated the billiard ball and it moved itself, that would be transformation. It's time we moved from the inside out to that which is now right for us to behold, enfold, and express, develop, and become. Actually, this is already in our DNA. Just like the transformation of a caterpillar to a butterfly, it was all in the DNA. It's not that this caterpillar wove a cocoon around itself, had to eat its own body to survive, and then miraculously was rejuvenated. No, the whole process was programmed. It was there. Well, we're there too, and we were programmed for it. We are creatures of transformation. And let's look at this word, transformation. I'll use a word that's similar to it, transparent. We've all used that word. Transparent means you can see through it. It's like glass, cellophane, saran wrap. You see through it. It's transparent. Now, trans means through. You go through something. Or even, let's say, a transaction. If you, let's say you've got some questions about your bank account. You can't handle them online. You can't handle them on the telephone. You don't like what you see. So you go to the bank. You see a manager. And you have a transactional interaction. In other words, you tell her what you're upset about, what's wrong. She looks at what's there. She finds out what the bank position is. The two of you, through communication, have a transaction. Or, let's say you're buying a new home. You go to closing. Closing is a transaction in which documents are presented to you. You sign pledges to pay. You offer your money in whatever form that is required. And they give you the keys. It's a back and forth. You're transacting. You're going through something. You're going through the motions of now buying a home. It's going through. Well, we, in everything we do, whether it's forming a relationship, forming a business, developing a new ability, we transact with that. Let's just say you go to college. You develop the skills for a career that you want to go into. Let's say it's dental hygiene. We'll take a common professional thing. Could be, it could be anything. You could go for your MBA. You could learn how to be a secretary. You could learn how to be a computer programmer. But let's just say dental hygiene. You go through your studies. But your studies are not good enough until you're actually working with a real person who's your guinea pig. And you don't even work directly at first. At first, you work with a dental hygienist. You watch them do it, and then they gradually turn over the actions to you. Once you've actually done it, your knowledge has become, in other words, once you've gone through the transaction, your knowledge transforms you. You, as a result of your study, your practice, your internship, and your readiness, you are transformed into a dental hygienist. It's not something that just happens because you get a certificate or you took a course. You transact with the information, with the practice. You become what you intend to become. This is true in relationships. Those of you who became a parent, I can't speak firsthand on this, but I've got so many friends who did, and they tell me that it's like a really, oh my God, experience, literally, in the holy sense as well as the holy cow sense, when that baby's put in their arms the first time. How am I going to do this? But you're transformed by the experience. And in the next coming days, weeks, and months, you become a mother or a father. That's transformation. This is how God works to make our life better, is always working through the things in our life and working through us. The biggest mistake we make when we pray, we form affirmations or we form goals and we say, oh God, please, please bring me the money I need or please bring me the healing I need. We're expecting God to do something to us. God doesn't do things to you. God does things through you. You are a transformational being. You see, to you would change you. That would violate your integrity. It would violate your determinism in life. It would violate your free choice. It would violate everything about you that is capable of even engaging in a relationship with God. We form our relationship with God, and just as in any relationship, God works through us. That's what I mean by being a transformational being. Embracing that transformational nature is really the secret to bringing about miracles in your life. And, of course, this is what we do in the blessing call. This is what Yeshua does in the blessing. He brings his energy through you, not to you, through you. The Holy Spirit flows its energy through you, not to you. The blessing givers and I, who are midwives, you might say, to this phenomena. We flow energy through, from heaven through us to earth, back from earth back through us to heaven. We are conduits that accelerate the process and create anchoring for you so that you may more willingly and openly be this conduit yourself, that God, the Holy Spirit, and Yeshua may move through you. Now, understanding how to move the energy of God through you, how to move the opportunities of life through you, is what will transform you. It's what will bring an end to this heavy, critical mass of thunderous change happening in the world. That's it's not even anymore like moving a billiard ball on a table. It's like racking them up and spreading them all over the table all at once, going in chaotic directions. And you're saying, well, which ball am I even? I don't even know which ball I am. Where do I go? What happened? What was this all about? This is how people are feeling about life. They're being moved around, sometimes in thunderous ways by violent forces, as we just got through addressing in Colorado. We've got to rise above that, and you will. You will fall into the peace of your being when you allow the energy of the planet, the energy of the universe, the energy of the cosmos, most especially the Holy Spirit and God the Creator, to move through you. Through you is the operative word, and that is transformation. This is where we are right now. Yeshua predicted in 2002 that somewhere between 10 and 20 years, we would reach this critical mass point. We are here now. I offered the previous webinar, which is called The Heart of Your Being, to help you locate that center of peace within yourself, around which you can make greater sense and greater, logical evaluations of how your life has unfolded, so that there's more grace that you can observe about all the seasons of your life and how it unfolded. That was to assist you in getting into the place of transformation. Many people got there in this course, but this new webinar is about taking you there. If you can't do the webinar, just keep doing the blessings. Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, God the Father offer these every week. They're free. And contact a blessing giver if you want more. And you can ask a blessing giver that you know. And they will tell you that never have their blessings been more amplified than they were after they learned to be a force through which the blessings move. In other words, being a conduit for the blessings amplified the blessings. And for this reason, I encourage anyone who is interested in being a blessing giver to consider coming to our next seminar in November. It will be a phenomenal occasion, an absolutely world-shaking event. And you will be prepared to be of greater service to everyone around you as we move through these critical times that need to become transformative times. On the other side of transformation is the world we're waiting for. And every Sunday we contribute to this in whatever way you're willing and ready to receive. And so I think I'll just take a break for a minute and open up our phone to a couple of calls. We have someone from area code 647. Hi, you're on. Hello? 647, area code.
Oh, hello. Hello. Thank you. I have three questions, so I'd like to put them to you, and you can decide how to answer them once I've put them to you, Glenda, if that's okay. This is
okay.
Helen from New Zealand. The first one is an observation in the fact that the Olympic Games is having its official opening on the 27th of July, and there will be 4 billion people watching that through television. So I'm wondering if you think it's really important for us, the blessing givers and those of us who are not blessing givers, to tune in and radiate love and light into that vibration to help raise the consciousness of humanity by using that very important opportunity.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the I had that on my agenda, and thank you for reminding me. I'll be sending out notices to the blessing givers, and we'll get coordinated on that. Yes, any time there's a coming together of people in the name of love and transcendence and accomplishment and becoming all that we can be, what a great opportunity to send transformational energy.
Yeah.
Good. So what were your other two questions?
Okay, I've been listening to your CDs, and the one I listened to this morning talked about the fact that we each have a covenant with God. And I would like to know, how can I find out what my covenant is with God?
Well, that is I would say the short answer is to really accept yourself as the I am that you are. And if you took our last webinar, you have a lot of equipment and knowledge about how to do that. If not, just contemplate the subject, because your covenant is a direct extension of the I am that you really are. You see, you're an extension of God, present on earth, forwarding his holy creation. And to be that is your covenant. We're actually going to work on that in our next webinar, on that very question. That is actually what I talked about in the promotional mailing as the master goal. And unlocking the master goal inside you is actually the key to making all your other goals work. So the long answer will be in that course. So I highly recommend it.
Okay, thank you.
Your third question?
Is the Holy Spirit. I have friends who have had a physical experience of the Holy Spirit, and experience has led to several weeks in their lives of loving everybody and being in the zone, and I would love to experience that, and I've been calling the Holy Spirit in, but I don't think I've experienced it yet, and I'd like to, so I wondered if you had any advice on how I can have that amazing experience of the Holy Spirit that lasts for several weeks.
Helen, the best way is to surrender into it. It's not something you can go out and accomplish like an ordinary goal, where you learn how to do it, you set up your program, your protocols, you move toward it, and so forth. There's a wonderful, wonderful CD program that my husband created. It's a Holy Spirit Kundalini meditation, and I would highly recommend it because many, many people have had that experience through receiving, through really surrendering into it. I don't want to say that this is a passive event. It's not. It's probably the most active event you will ever know in your life. But you have to move out of ordinary physical existence more into this quantum space that is at the heart of your being. And in this Holy Spirit Kundalini meditation that Larry created, he really assists in your being able to do that. So that's a profound way to do it. Other than that, I would say continue being a blessing giver. Offer your blessings. Offering the blessings are even more powerful than receiving them. But do both. Do whichever allows you to experience surrender in the most powerful way. The Holy Spirit will find you because I promise it's seeking you. We all of us can get stuck in our identities, in the roles we play in stories. And where we get most misguided is the good roles we play inside the good stories. It's like sometimes for me, it's like I have the best role in the world. I get to be Yeshua's companion. And I'll tell myself, how could it get any better than that? But it's still a role I'm playing inside a story. Sometimes I just have to let go and surrender. The Holy Spirit finds me, and I'm just all tingly, and I'm just absolutely filled and rejuvenated again. So be careful of the good stories and the good roles, because they can trap you too.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Thank you so much.
Good. Okay. I see that we have Desmond on the call. Hi, Desmond. You're open.
Hi, Glenda.
Hey.
Hey, thanks so much for everything that you discussed. Everything that you discussed about transformation has been on my mind. And thanks, Helen, for your questions. It's so interesting, everything that you're talking about, everything that you're thinking about is everything that just totally, brings vitality to and increases my speed of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeshua says that, said to you that thought is what creates consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned that thought will eventually we'll be able to connect to everything almost like instantaneously, spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And so transformation eventually will come like a flood. Everything will start transforming into ways that are much more productive, efficient, and health-giving.
Absolutely.
And what you mentioned about the ball moving was something that I found very interesting, because thought is one aspect, but then you used the idea of the billiard ball, which is a beautiful image, where the beautiful image of the ball was moving through the love, the blessing upon it, right? Instead of the physical action.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually, I give that to all of you as a contemplation. Just imagine, instead of a cue stick hitting it, a beam of light hit it. It was filled with light and it moved itself.
And that's really how we can embrace the love that that connects each other, because that's one way to impact each other, the way that God impacts us.
Yes,
and it's absolutely. it's much more welcomed, right?
Oh, totally, totally, because it comes from the inside out. It comes from the love that you are. It comes from your inner connection with the divine. And it moves you to the right place. When the ball is hit by a cue stick, it moves in the direction the holder of the cue stick wants it to move in. And we feel manipulated or driven. And there's too much of that going on in the world today.
And I think that you also mentioned that we have, fear, the other countries were, wanted to be alpha dog. And then there's that fear. And Yeshua said to you that we'll eventually conquer fear, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that that's another aspect that will have to come. But the thing is that I realize that I'm a very beautiful being, and everyone is, especially I love Mother Nature. And that's where I find my covenant is. Like you're saying, with Mother Nature. But I have all these beautiful ideas about Mother Nature, and to see what farmers used to be so great, now farmers are horrible to the land. They don't love nature. Everything is getting kind of taken away from the beauty, and this, everything's coming together. I don't want to get lost in my own thoughts, but what I was saying was the fear of being myself and my unique expression. Because I don't want to be judged. And I realize that, yes, also that the end of judgment will be that judgment itself, but it's really hard. I don't want to be shamed or crucified.
Absolutely not. No one does, Desmond. Desmond, thank you so much for your comments. I know everybody can relate to those. I'm going to have to take, we're at the blessing time now, and we have one more caller that I'm going to take. If you can be relatively quick about it, it's from area code 206.
Hi, Glenda. This is Frank.
Oh, hi, Frank.
I was wondering, it seems like there's a lot of grasping for control, especially based around fear in past decade or so. You see Republicans trying to keep women from controlling their bodies through denying birth control, and Monsanto controlling crops that believe they have no right being copyrighted or manipulated. And I was wondering if you could maybe say something about sort of what the best approach or reaction to this sort of attitude would be, because it almost feels pointless to try and do anything.
Well,
to
you
me,
know,
at least, like, all
Frank,
the control
you're expressing exactly the problem, and you're not alone. And it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, or you've got it, or you're a Greenpeace person, or you're, you know, what you're. It doesn't matter what a person's political stance is. We're all facing the same critical mass of where do we go from here. Regardless of what our viewpoint is, there's so many manipulative agendas. We've all been moved around on the billiard table by cue sticks, moved by people and unseen forces we don't even know about, and we're all ready to jump off the table. And we want to say, well, what do we do about this? Okay, well, God is pouring light into all of us, and the way you receive it is by surrendering to the love that you are and making your determinations from the inside out through the love that you are. Now, you can do this instinctively because it's already programmed in you to have a relationship to God. You can do it instinctively or through prayer, through meditation. It's already there. But I would highly recommend the course that we're offering called From Change to Transformation. Because, Frank, this is one of the things we do need a little guidance in just getting away from all of this rate of change problem. See, all the wonderful accomplishments we made in the 20th century were because of the high rate of change. But all the terrible wars. I was just watching a movie with my husband last night about this. It's called War Horse. And it was about World War I. And oh my gosh, was that a horrible war. And I don't like to be reminded about how horrible these things were, but they were. And my generation lived through the Vietnam War, and it was terrible. And now, you know, we've got all the Desert Storm stuff going on. The new generation is all involved in that. There will be no good that comes from it. Wars don't bring good. They're the negative side of an extreme rate of change that is too great for us to assimilate. So we go to the positive and negative polarity of this extreme rate of change. The answer is to understand transformation. Then, in transformation, the butterfly consumes the caterpillar, and the butterfly emerges as a transformed being. Now, you don't need me to do that. You don't need me to tell you what to believe. You're already programmed for this. But you can be benefited by some assistance. And come to the blessing every Sunday. Just come to the blessing, receive it. Become a blessing giver. That's a great way. Or if something you know in your life has a transformative effect on you, like some people just know all they have to do is hold a baby, they're transformed. Some people know all they have to do is laugh and they're transformed. Make a list, all of you, of the things that have a transformative effect on you and do them every single day, as many times as you can. So thanks for the question, Frank. And now we're going to move into a transformative moment. Is everybody ready and agreed? Let's do it. So, first of all, I want to take off all of the background noise by getting out of our Q&A session. And we're going to go into the mute mode. And here we go. Everyone, if you're new, please remove your shoes and socks. Have your feet on the ground, because we are going to be conducting energy from the earth. And have nothing over your head. Be seated with your body in an upright position so that you can attract the downflow of energy pulled in from the gravitational field, from the cosmos. Now, having done that, sit comfortably and allow your attention to fall into your heart, into the center of your being, and just relax. Let go. Be the caterpillar asleep inside the cocoon. be open, be receptive, be ready to receive the light of God, the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Yeshua. I will pray an invocation to Yeshua, and then I would ask that you pray your personal prayer, however you pray it, whatever prayer means to you. For some it means a quiet surrender into the arms of God. For some it means affirmation or speaking, requesting. Whatever it means to you, just pray for 3 minutes while the blessing givers and I conduct energy. We're transmitters of energy just to the, from the cosmos to the planet and back to the cosmos. It assists in flowing the energy of God, the Holy Spirit, and Yeshua through you to activate your prayers and to energize you for a transformative event. Dear Yeshua, thank you for coming to this planet, for being with us, walking among us, being one as we are, to teach us that we are indeed transformative creatures, that we were not brought here to be the effect of perpetual change, being moved around on the chessboard of life, becoming broken pieces, falling off the edge. We were brought here to be children of God, receiving of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to be transformed from the basis of our creation to become all that we are. Allow us to experience some measure of that in this blessing, for I know that you have ordained these blessings to give each one of us some measure of that experience, time and time again, that we may enfold and become all that we are. Thank you for the healing you offer. Thank you for the peace, the safety, the comfort, and the regeneration that your love and the power of the Holy Spirit bring through our being, our body, our soul, our heart. We now surrender to receive the grace, the power, and the love of God, that our prayers may be activated. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now, the next step is I want you to go and rest for 7 minutes and just assimilate. Do not think. Just receive. Receive in quietness, like the caterpillar inside the cocoon. Allow God to do God's work. The Holy Spirit to do the Holy Spirit's work. And Yeshua will be the cocoon that keeps you safe. Be well and know that you're loved. And I'll be with you again next week. Bye-bye from me.